This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Christ was born in Bethlehem. Christ was born in Bethlehem. Christ was born in Bethlehem, and in a manger lay. And in a manger lay. And in a manger lay. Christ was born in Bethlehem, and in a manger lay. Then they crucified him. The men they crucified him. The men they crucified him, nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. The men they crucified him, nailed him to the cross. Begged his body, Joseph begged his body. Joseph begged his body, laid him in the tomb. He laid him in the tomb. He laid him in the tomb. Joseph begged his body, laid in the tomb. The tomb it could not hold him. The tomb it could not hold him. The tomb it could not hold him. He burst the bands of death.
He burst the bands of death. He burst the bands of death.
The tomb it could not hold him. He burst the bands of death. Christ was born in Bethlehem. Christ was born in Bethlehem, and in a manger lay. And in a manger lay. And in a manger lay. Christ was born in Bethlehem, and in a manger lay. Christ was born in Bethlehem, and in a manger lay.
Welcome to the Folk Show, Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson. Now, which album did you record that tune on? Did you record it on Heart of the Minstrel on Christmas Day or on the Christmas Morning
album? Christmas Morning.
Both of those albums I really love. They're just so great. And so I appreciate you coming by to help us get into the spirit of the holiday, which is
it's
coming on like a freight train.
Year. Smell the reindeer. Hear the mistletoe. Yeah.
We had the pleasure of doing our first holiday show last night, so we are in it.
Somewhere between warmed up and burned out.
Yeah. Well, you've been producing that show for quite a long time, haven't you?
I fell accidentally into the Christmas music thing. Like 1984, I was supposed to participate. It's a great story. I was in Portsmouth, and I was going to be part of a compilation album of Seacoast musicians doing a Christmas record at and I worked up my two songs and showed up and to record them, and I was the only guy that showed up, so I did a whole album that day, and I outsmarted them. Because it's really hard to do Christmas records, I've learned, because you have to be in the spirit. It's a mystical thing. It's like telling a joke. You can't. Some days you're not funny, and Christmas, you can't record Christmas music in May, and then, which is what they all do, which is why there's a lot of lame Christmas albums. But
can't tell ghost stories underneath fluorescent lights. Either,
so we cheated on when we made our Christmas morning album. We that's a great story too. We found out we were pregnant with our first child about a week before the end of our Christmas concerting. So we were right in the middle of the Christmas concert season, which we've been doing for a while, and we flunked the pregnancy test. but we were smart enough to realize that, wow, a week from now it's going to be Christmas morning, and it'll be the last time maybe in our entire lives that we have a peaceful Christmas without children. And so we actually got up Christmas morning and recorded all the songs that we've been playing. So, and it was snowing out, and it was, so we feel like we captured
some of the magic. Yeah.
And every year we try to, you know, get it going again, because it's the only time of year that has its own seasonal music, and we take it seriously.
Well, you capture the magic now by including your children in your shows, right?
Oh, yeah, that's really fun. Well, I mean, people have seen us, our courtship, you know, I started playing with him. You just paid me to play with you. I mean, there's probably...
I wasn't even thinking about being romantically involved with you.
Talk myself
then.
Into a corner here. But no, I mean, yeah, when we met, when we first met, it was Christmas music that we played together first, because we were just looking for some tunes to play, jamming out at the Stone Church.
It was our
Church
only musical common ground, yeah. Other than maybe Happy Birthday and the Itsy... We couldn't even decide if it was the Itsy Bitsy or the Eensy Weensy spider,
but anyway,
right?
Yeah. So we, so it's always had a place in our heart. And then over the years, you know, people got to see us grow closer, because they see us every year. I was like, oh, is there a ring on her finger yet? You know. And we got married, and then got pregnant. Yeah.
Our boys are getting to that age where it's a little scary for them to be caught performing with their boring folk musician parents, because they're 10 and 13, but they...
People stood up right in the middle of the show. They gave them a standing ovation after their first song last night.
Oh, nice.
So they're doing something right. Either. Yeah.
I heard you in an interview where you described your music as unpop.
Oh, yeah.
So do you think that's what your kids think, or do you think they're
into
it?
Yeah, they don't. They're caught up in the Kendrick Lamar and the Bruno Mars thing, the pop music, the shiny glitzy stuff, and the hippity hop music.
Did you guys teach them?
We tried, but they don't want to play the banjo or the auto harp or whatever.
Or the fiddle.
So what do they do in your shows?
Well, Otto is a trumpet player.
Okay.
He's playing trumpet in school. And Levi is quite the little singer.
They both played guitar in previous Christmas shows, but they some reason they don't like the guitar. I think their friends must tease them.
I don't know. Acoustic
guitar is going through another one of those pendulum swings of uncoolness or something. So here we are.
I guess we'll hear another song, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about what folks can expect in the shows that are coming up. We've got one in Waltham that's happening on the 15th, and then there's one at the Flying Goose Brew Pub on the 19th, and... the 20th at the Flying Goose Brew Pub. That's in New London. They'll be at the Community Church on December 21st in Durham, and then in Portsmouth in January with a shared concert between Harvey and Joyce.
Oh, yeah, at the press room. Yeah.
What are you going to play next?
Well, maybe I'll do one from my old Christmas record here in the days of Christmas past, when it was just little old me. So.
Go, baby.
See if I can sit on this unfamiliar chair here. If I fall down if I fall off the chair in the middle of this, it'll add to the excitement out there in Radio Land. Thank you.
here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Harvey, did you record that on one of your solo albums?
I did. That's on my solo, The Minstrel on Christmas Day record I made back in the, I guess way back in the 80s, what my kids call the 1700s.
Yeah. We're visiting in the studio with Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson. We're going to come back and hear some more music from them right here at NHPR.
Sometimes the news can feel far off from your day-to-day. On All Things Considered, we cover national stories on a local level, too.
Organizations in Coos County that, with federal support, offer summertime
meals. Chris Sununu's new statewide plan to address the opioid crisis. The goal is there'll be one
policies tend to shift from year to year. Overall premiums for 2019 are down slightly.
Listen to All Things Considered to hear the bigger picture every afternoon.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Fuller's Sugar House in Lancaster, producer and retailer of pure New Hampshire maple products, gift sets, and gift baskets for the holidays. Online at fullerssugarhouse.com. And the Courier Museum of Art, presenting Myth and Faith in Renaissance Florence, unveiling a newly discovered sculpture by Giovanni Montorsoli, student of Michelangelo, now on exhibition. And Milne Travel, presenting filmmaker Jay Craven, experiencing the highlights of European film while traveling from Prague to Budapest. October 2019, milnetravel.com. We're visiting with Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson. They have some holiday shows coming up. Now, what's your favorite part of the holiday?
You know, I like being on stage where you're kind of, it's like being in the Olympics because you can fall. You know, the skaters really can fall down, and they often do, and musicians can too. And there's a real excitement in being in the moment, knowing that you haven't been practicing every hour of every day, and you're it's so alive. I'm not a surfer, but if I could use the surfer metaphor, you're on the wave, and it's a big responsibility. Music means a lot to people, and especially at holiday time, it's connected. One of our closest friends just texted us today and said she didn't make it to our show last night because it was her father had died this past year and it was too painful for her. Christmas music overwhelmed her. And that's like, wow. People don't usually talk about music as having that kind of power over them. And, that... I'm not a surgeon, but we musicians sometimes feel like We get permission to go inside people and tinker around in their insides, and in a church or something, and with Christmas in the air, and you're doing a melody that everybody knows. It's a way different experience than writing some song about your feelings and sharing it with people. That's great too. But there's a thing that goes on. I don't know if I'm being properly eloquent here, but we really honor that thing, even though. Probably I should have lied it because the greatest moment is when you get through the song without falling on the ice and you realize that you feel unbelievably alive when you're doing because we don't practice all year long. You know, we do other music and we volunteer to do these shows in December. And it's...
Is there some muscle memory involved? So
oh, yeah.
When you go back to Christmas music, it's like... It's there.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but sometimes the stray thought is there too that takes you away and you forget what you're doing. You have to, and it's, do you feel the same way, Joyce? I mean, I've been doing this longer than you.
Well, it's kind of like being a fiddle player on on St. Patrick's Day. There's just a little more power. People are ready to be swept away, maybe, And our show especially is free from a lot of the baubles and the complexity of like big choirs or the Nutcracker with the big. It's just the two of us and
describe a Harvey Reed Joyce Anderson holiday show.
Well, last night was beautiful. I think we were pretty grounded. It was the spirit was whatever some spirit that connects us was alive and well in the building.
Well, you bring your fiddle and you bring your guitar and sometimes your viola. I've always my main weapons have been the guitar, the acoustic guitar, and the auto harp. But I also have a slide guitar, and we did Merry Christmas Baby last night. It was a pretty epic version.
The vibe changes kind of drastically sometimes from one song to the next.
And I have my mandocello with me here. It's been broken for a few years, so I've been having fun, and I bring my banjo sometimes.
And three of the four shows that you've talked about, our boys are going to be at, so that's pretty fun, too, to get that. Of course, everyone loves them
It'll
the most.
It'll be a real family event. Yeah.
And we do a pretty snappy version of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. That's a pretty powerful thing. It's nice to bring the camel and the reindeer have been holding sway in Christmas music. It's good to bring in the hippopotamus too.
The hippo has a little power this holiday season. What about a Joyce Anderson, Harvey Reed home Christmas? Is there a special tradition that you have now that you have young ones in the home? Is there something about the holiday that's really just special to you that you want to tell us about? A tradition?
Well, I mean, we have to mention that I grew up with the Danish tradition of opening presents on Christmas Eve and dancing around the tree with candles, and that's what my kids are growing up with. So it's like I don't think I've ever missed one in Durham, New Hampshire, at my dad's. Now my mom's passed, so at my dad's house, and my brother comes, and the kids, I don't think would want to miss that. So that's pretty cool.
That's a great tradition to have.
Yeah,
I love it.
The kids think they're getting away with something because it's not Christmas Day yet, so they get to open presents on Christmas Eve. It's definitely feels like a bonus.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson. A real treat to have them here with a little bit of a sample from what you might hear if you go to one of their shows, either in Waltham on the 15th or over at the Flying Goose on the 19th or the 20th over in New London. Their community church show in Durham is on Friday the 21st, and then they will pick up on non-holiday shows in January with a show over at the Press Room in Portsmouth on January 18th. What are you going to play next for us?
Well, you know, we just did a cool show not far from here in Northwood, thanks to Peggy Kofer and Chris Kofer. And it's kind of a shoulder season, making room for peace and joy. So we're going to do a peace song that I wrote, one called Filled With Love. And we always, you know, I love to sing peace songs all year, but they also seem to have a little extra power this time of year.
Men of anger, men of war, my heart is filled with love. Tell me, what are we fighting for? My heart is filled with love. This death I see won't make me numb. My heart is filled with love. Sons and daughters, everyone, my heart is filled with love. Raise your voices, spread the news. My heart is filled with love. Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, Jew, my heart is filled with love. They all teach the golden rule. My heart is filled with love. Others as you'd have them do. My heart is filled with love. Is filled with love. There is a place for everyone. My heart is filled with love. I cannot make their will my own, but my heart
can turn a heart to stone. My heart is filled with love. I do not know my neighbor's name, but my heart is filled with love. I love that stranger just the same. My heart is filled with love. Hope is rising from this place. My heart is filled with love. Divine wisdom, amazing grace. My heart is filled with love.
Hope is rising.
Hope is rising from this place. My heart is filled with love. Divine wisdom, amazing grace. My heart is filled with love. Men of anger, men of war, my heart is filled with love. Tell me, what are we fighting for? My heart is filled with love. Tell me, what are we fighting for? My heart is filled with love. My heart is filled with love. My heart is filled with love.
Written by Joyce Anderson and performed here in our studio by Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson. Harvey's on the mandocello. It's beautiful. Beautiful instrument.
They've never been wildly popular or well-known. I have to explain it everywhere I go, but that's okay. It's just a giant mandolin, really.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's tuned like a cello.
It's just gorgeous. Joyce, you wrote that tune. Have you been doing a lot of songwriting?
I've been doing a lot of songwriting over the last few years, yeah.
Do you feel like your topics for songwriting have changed since you became a mom?
Well, I'm definitely feeling like I am tuned into the times and the need to, hold open a place for the light these days.
How old is that tune?
That tune, that was written right before we started bombing.
The night before,
yeah. Yeah, we started bombing Iraq.
Okay.
So
it's been around a while. But it's very timely.
Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
A lot of people are covering that song, actually, around the world. Didn't someone sing it? Was that yours? No, that wasn't your song. They just sung in South Africa. That was a different song, right?
They sang Common Ground in South Africa.
For Desmond
Tutu, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another one of my... That hasn't even been recorded yet because I'm just trying to figure out... the landscape is shifting underneath me.
Sure.
So I'm trying to figure out whether to make... I have enough for three albums now, so we'll
and
figure
I've
it out.
I've seen a lot of your music on YouTube, so you're using YouTube quite a bit, or somebody is anyway, with your tunes. The shows that are coming up include Joyce Anderson and Harvey Reed on the 15th in Waltham. That's over at the Parish Church of Waltham. And by the way, we're going to be talking about these shows, but you can find out the information on our website at nhpr.org. Just click on the Folk Show page. You'll find the information there. And you can also visit Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson's website as well. Flying Goose Brew Pub is doing two shows, one on the 19th and one on the 20th. That's in New London. You better call them, though, because they are actually full up, I think, on the 20th. But call maybe and get on a waiting list. And then a community church in Durham's doing a show on Friday, December 21st, and that's at 7:30, and it is their 20th annual holiday concert with these two. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Our guests in the studio, Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson. We'll have more from them in just a moment. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Concord Regional Visiting Nurse Association, providing in-home personal care, companionship, and homemaking services in people's homes, crvna.org. And New Hampshire Magazine, presenting its annual Excellence in Nursing Awards, now accepting nominations through January 11th. More at nhmagazine.com. Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson are our guests in the studio here at New Hampshire Public Radio. They have some shows coming up. They're going to be in Waltham on the 15th, then over at the Flying Goose Brew Pub for two shows on the 19th and the 20th in New London, then in Durham on Friday, December 21st. So tell us again what folks can expect with your holiday show.
We try to mix it up. We do instrumental music. We do songs. We do familiar carols. We do a few things we've written. We do things, other contemporary, obscure, and well-known things. We're doing and one we learned from Elvis Presley that one of our kids is singing. We love the melting pot of Christmas music, but lovely. So it's not just, I mean, there's silly songs, there's humor. It's
a real family show, though.
And it's such an exciting time to be a musician.
There, no explicit lyrics.
It gives you a feeling that of a world long ago where there was music for the harvest and for the planting, and it seems like all of that has melted away. But somehow the Christmas music has always lingered, and you know, there's the religious stuff, but there's so much irreligious Christmas. Yeah. It's awesome. And we just love the melting pot of American music. Uh-huh. And we just jump right in and stir it up. And if we, I guess
we have started going to church, though, in the last few years, which has changed it a little bit. It's deepened the journey, definitely. So, and it's interesting, and I find it ironic that we met playing Christmas music, and now, you know, we are still doing it, still loving it. And we play church service every Thursday, an alternative church service in our town in York, First Parish Church, UC, United Church of Christ Church. And that's great. So, yeah.
There's something very magical about that.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. Although we're not, we don't read music. We're not the organist kind of people.
We're trying to find this Peace and Joy concert that we did for Peggy and Chris Kofer in Northwood is a template for something we'd like to do more. All you folks out there with churches that need to be have something else going on. I mean, playing in a church on a Saturday night and, you know, bringing great music that has a spiritual component to it, you know. Mm-hmm. We like to.
Well, we start by crossing off all the cheating songs and all the murder ballads. None of that. But it is pretty fun.
Half the songs on Song Train.
It can be funky and get, you know, kind of shamanic and go into the spirit world. It's possible.
Yeah, I think that really is our goal, is to connect ourselves and our audience with some kind of spirit world that we dabble in, where we don't wear weird robes and all that stuff. But there's music is as, I think I was just reading a book. This guy was saying it's not an accident that the word musician and magician are so close in English, that their music does actually have some mysterious powers. And we've been doing it an awfully long time. So if it's now or never, if we don't have control of them mysterious powers by now, I don't know when we're going to get them.
So Harvey, what have you been up to now? You guys, I know that Joyce has been doing some songwriting and you guys have taken up playing on every Thursday night. But what have you been doing to keep yourself on top of your playing?
I've been making an insane number of musical instruction materials. They're kind of reference books for banjo players and mandolin players and guitar people, and I'm innovating with a new guitar accessory. I'm selling those on the internet and exploring my instruments in a sort of esoteric way. But I'm actually reading hundreds of books. I'm researching some history of American music, and I think I'm writing a book. We'll see. What I've been writing and reading, I'm reading books like Casey Jones' Shoveling Coal. There, I'm just hungry. It's such an exciting time now that one of the things, the digital music streaming thing, in some ways has killed our lifestyle because people don't buy recordings anymore. So I'm trying to turn it into something good, because it's absolutely amazing if you're – I was reading a book, the History of the Delta Blues, and if they mention a song that was like recorded 90 years ago that there's only one copy left in the world, and it's some man in like 20 seconds you can go listen to it.
Yeah.
And it's such a feast. If you're curious about what's out there, you can just gorge yourself on people's ideas and the music itself. And I'm just about ready to tell people what I'm going to tell them about. But I'm wildly excited about the musical soup I'm swimming in. And next time I come in here, I might spout off all kinds of amazing things that I've learned. So there you have it. Let's play some music.
Let's play a tune.
We'll do one with the mandocello and the fiddle here.
Three Kings, beautiful version of that with Harvey on the mandocello and Joyce on the fiddle. I know there were people that were tapping their feet, maybe even dancing around the kitchen, or maybe even dancing around their Christmas tree with candles, and singing along with you tonight, with singing along to the song that you wrote, Joyce. I just know that's the way our folk show listeners are. They like to participate. I can expect that's what's going to happen when you do your shows in Waltham and also over in New London at the Flying Goose Pub, and in Durham at the Community Church on the 21st. Visit woodpecker.com for details about what's going on with Harvey and Joyce. I think that's what it is, right? Yep. Woodpecker.com?
That's the easiest word to remember.
You can find out their concert schedule and also see what they've been up to and what their plans are in terms of maybe new projects or opportunities.
Well, yeah, and I am excited that the place where we met and where we really did do some of our first playing and hanging out was at the press room, and after being closed for quite a while, it's open again. And
so your show is in January.
Yeah,
So what are you going to pull out of the hat for that?
Well,
show?
It's going to be interesting. We're going to get through Christmas, and then we're going to figure that out.
That sounds like
new
a lot
territory.
Of fun. And then a place I have not been yet is the Harvard Library, and that's in Harvard, Mass. On the February 9th, on a Saturday, you're going to do a show also together.
It's out on 495 there, in the west, way out in the western suburbs there.
Is it a real library?
I think so. They have a concert series there. They just want to do another one of those great community-minded things where they seem to value music, and they invited us to come there. I think they heard us play somewhere. I don't remember. But we're chugging along. It's been a lot of years, and it's a great thing to still be able to do what we love to do.
Yeah.
When these guys get together to play at these holiday shows, there's probably going to be some singing. I would imagine there's going to be lots of singing. There will be also some mandocello. There's going to be some guitar, some fiddle. There will be some horns, I expect, performing also at the show. And maybe a little banjo and auto harps. A big night, every night that they're performing at these shows. And don't forget that show at the Flying Goose on the 20th is sold out, but they probably could put you on a waiting list if you wanted.
And the night before, there's room, I think.
But there was some room on the night before on the 19th of December.
So we're going to do one of our most requested songs. We've already been informed that we need to do it in New London there by one of our most loyal fans. It's an obscure song written by a young musician from Vermont.
Who's not so obscure.
No.
Out here, she's a big deal, but on the big picture.
Whose Hadestown show
is going to be on Broadway.
So say her name. So all the
Anais Mitchell.
Yeah.
Is that in April? Yeah,
she's I'm not sure when it's on Broadway, but that's so exciting.
It is very exciting.
We're so honored. She was so kind to us to let us record this before she'd even recorded it herself. And she even named it for us so we could put a name on the recording. She hadn't even named it yet. And it was still wiggling on the hook there when we latched onto it. And it's one of our very favorite songs. So we're going to jump in.
Song of the Magi by Anais Mitchell.
Since we just played an instrumental about the Magi, let's sing about it.
We came through the cold. We came bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And there were shepherds praying. There were angels looking down on a West Bank town. And he so loved the world. He so loved the world. Wore we then our warmest capes? Wore we then our walking shoes? Open wide the city gates and let us through. A child is born, born in Bethlehem, born in a cattle pen. A child is born on the killing floor, and still he no crying makes. Still as the air is he, lying so prayerfully, waiting for the war. Welcome home, my child. Your home is a checkpoint now. Your home is a border town. Welcome to the brawl. Life ain't fair, my child. Put your hands in the air, my child. Slowly now, single file now, up against the wall, where we now are warmest coats, where we now are walking shoes. Open wide the gates of hope and let us through. We came through the cold. We came bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And there were trumpets playing. There were lions laying down with the lambs in a West Bank town. And he so loved the world. He so loved the world. And he so loved the world.
Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Kate. Thanks so much for having us come down.
Thanks a million for coming in. This is NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Flying Monkey Performance Center, presenting indie folk band The Weepies holiday tour on December 14th. Tickets at flyingmonkeynh.com. And People's United Bank, N.A., helping clients pay bills and manage accounts using the new mobile app from People's United Bank, peoples.com. And Dartmouth Hitchcock, providing comprehensive neurology and neurosurgery services in New Hampshire. Learn more at d-h.org. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.